All righty. Ducks in a pretty good shape here. JMG power play. 9 seconds to go. Killorn has it. Carlson put it in front. Penguins break out. 2 seconds. One. And this game's history. Anaheim Ducks win their home opener this season. A 4-3 final over the Pittsburgh Penguins, and this crowd erupts here at Honda Center.
Mark that now, two games in a row with gutsy performances. Of course, that last one come from behind victory, and now home opener. It was a back-and-forth affair all game long. Couple of notes. Ratko Gudas, 6 hits in this tilt. Power play, 2 for 5. 6 total shots on goal. They were absolutely buzzing. And Chris Kreider capped off a phenomenal individual night for him. He gets the go-ahead marker. Troy Terry with the assist. Leo Carlson with the second assist. And, wow, the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Hey, how about this for a fun home opener? Love it. 4-3 over the Pittsburgh Penguins, and job well done. Coaching staff preparing the team, and a good effort by the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. And maybe this is one that can get them going with a good streak here offensively, and just positive things happening. They all worked hard. Good effort by them, and I'm sure this crowd that nearly filled this building in its entirety capacity are very well pleased with what they witnessed tonight.
No, it was just an electrifying performance for the Anaheim Ducks. It just, and I use the term gutsy, that's another term you could use. They just were really firing on all cylinders for a lot of tonight, and wasn't pretty at times, but they got the job done. And you rely on those big-time performances, right? I just mentioned it. Chris Kreider, few goals, big-time goals, and it just seems like guys were able to, within those big-time performances, step up the plate and play.
Well, you know what? No easy games in the NHL, and in particular the next time the Ducks play here at Honda Center. Carolina will be here in town on Thursday before the team leaves on that lengthy road trip. 5 games and 12 days, but you take them one at a time, and why not enjoy this one overnight tonight? I was impressed, and maybe this is the kind of game that gives them a good start into a win streak.
Well, look, the next task at hand, the Carolina Hurricanes, it's not going to be easy, right? They got Seth Jarvis. They got, the list goes on and on about high-end talent for them. So certainly the Anaheim Ducks got to just continue to play a team style of game. And that's just great backup play. That is great play without the puck. There's straight lines in the defensive end. We're stellar. The stick on puck, stellar. Countless block shots there to the nitty-gritty. And they just were able to get it done for the final buzzer.
And the veteran Chris Kreider goes out to make an appearance here. Thumbs up. Applause. Hey, the fans can't ask for more than that. We knew he was going to be a big asset to this hockey club after the acquisition. And he was tonight in this particular victory. I just want to end my segment here real quick and let you know that Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network being brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature. All in the name of a healthier Orange County. Please discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. I have not much to say. I just enjoyed this one tonight. And considering the games that we've played, this is a big win for the hockey club here. And maybe this is the game that gets them going as far as all aspects and can win a few in a row before that long 12-day trip.
Yeah, of course, Chris Kreider, on the PA system, just letting the crowd know how pleased he was with his team's effort. So good to see.
All right. Well, we have a post-game show coming up, and what I'll do is maybe take a break before it starts to get these guys settled for that. Hey, thanks for listening to that. And there's more hockey right around the corner, so don't you leave. And then we'll be back with you in a couple of days. For my part, be talking to you soon, and the rest of the crew back here in just a matter of a few minutes, because you're listening to Duckstream. It's powered by TuneIn.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get the best value with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, Honda backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda. Every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How scared are you guys?
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks have 10 home opener victories in a row now, taking down the Pittsburgh Penguins here at Honda Center, 4-3, the final on this electric home opener. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson Edom joins us now, too. Emmer, everything about this game tonight just showed this is a different team than we saw last year. It's a new team, whole new systems, and I mean, there's so much good to be taken from this once again.
I just think they're a hungrier team, right? It seems as if they have that jump because the systems are so crystal clear, and as a player, that's just refreshing. It's so refreshing to know the task at hand. Every time you touch the puck, know where your line mates are because of the route running worked on countless times throughout training camp and into this early portions of the regular season. The details and the standards have been set in practices. I mean, for the fans who are listening to this broadcast right now, who's been to Great Park Ice throughout training camp and seen this team prepare from the coaching staff on down, just the preparedness, the preparation of the coaches, the players, you can see it.
Yep.
In real time. You could see it by eye test. There's just more urgency, and they want to get the puck because the task at hand, the game plan's so transparent.
A lot of speed in their game, too. That was on display tonight against this Penguins team. Although, this is the first game we saw them with a lower amount of shots on goal. I mean, only three games in. 21 shots for the Ducks. The Penguins did outshoot them 28 on that end. But all that matters in the end is the Ducks got the final goal, got the victory, and it came on the power play. But let's get into all the highlights in this one. The Penguins actually took a two-goal lead in the first period. An early goal from Justin Brazo was the first one in this game. Ricard Raquel, that name might sound familiar to fans listening in. He had the second goal for the Penguins. 2-0 game at that point, but the Ducks answered back next on the power play. It was Chris Kreider. Quite a pass, too, from Leo Carlson to make it a 2-1 game.
Puck is held on to by Granlund, side of the net. A shot, they score! Puck was thrown in front by Carlson and looked like it was redirected in by Chris Kreider.
What an unbelievable JMG power play goal. A perfect setup where it seemed like at a certain point all five guys on that ice in the offensive zone for the Anaheim Ducks had a huge part in that goal. Some silky passing all orchestrated here on this near side. Jax Lacombe to Leo Carlson. Leo waits, and then backdoor pops out Chris Kreider, and he narrows the Pittsburgh Penguins lead. The good guys are now on the board.
Listen, Kreider was brought in because we knew he could improve this team's special teams. And that is what he's done. Two back-to-back games now, consecutive games with two goal games. I mean, and power play at that.
He's adding that goal-scoring depth in multiple areas, whether it's five-on-five or special teams. But how about that little pop-out back door? It's one thing if you're on the inside of that back door defenseman or that weak side defenseman, but the fact that he was behind the weak side defenseman playing a little hide-and-go-seek there, Crides, and moving right past that weak side D. It was just a pop-out that was so well orchestrated, so well timed by Leo Carlson in that pass. But the anticipation, it's so hard to pick up a hard pass like that when you're behind the weak side D-man. And sure enough, Crides, count on him. He's done it time and time again throughout his career. But that pop-out, right where no one, or at least everyone was least anticipating him popping out, he does it right there, and it's just perfect timing.
Halloween is in a couple weeks, so boo.
Makes sense. Hello.
Scary.
Yep.
All right. We're going to keep rolling with this 2-1 game after Kreider's power play goal. It was Cutter Gauthier late in that first period that tied the game up.
Keeping the progress at a minimum, but Anaheim will get the puck back, move towards it, and a shot, score! Cutter Gauthier with a one-time blast after a great setup from the other side. Anaheim fighting back to tie up the game at 2-2.
Cutter Gauthier, a classic goal from him, really. I mean, I saw it actually from the end zone down there when I was down on the club level, and it just classic Cutter goal.
Down in the club level?
Down
no
here
big
tonight.
Deal. No, that was a great shot. Look, this Cutter Gauthier, he's not afraid to shoot it from anywhere, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's a guy, if he has it 2 feet inside the offensive zone blue line, he's ripping it out the net. And what a pass there from Pavel Mintikov, right? I mean, just the vision. That was not a short pass by any stretch of the imagination. That was a solid 45, 50-foot pass. A little look off before, too. So nice deception from Menti. One of the better passes I've ever seen him make. So good signs there. And, of course, Cutter Gauthier, when goal scorers, that's just what they do. They find the dead spots, the areas of the ice in the offensive end where no one else is. He did it right there, and it was a longer bomb, but boy, was it zero hesitation and in the back of the net pretty darn quickly.
Like to the game that we saw from Pavel Mintikov in this one, but we're going to keep rolling along with this one. 2-2 after the first period. We moved into the second. Lukáš Dostál, the starter in this game tonight for the Ducks. He had a big save on a breakaway for the Penguins.
Uh-oh, Ducks can't hold it in. Race for the puck. Breakaway for Pittsburgh. A shot saved there by the Anaheim goaltender.
Well, the puck just bounced over the stick of Mason McTavish, leading to a breakaway opportunity from Connor DeWar. How about that speed on him? He does a little pump fake, and he misses just wide on the far side.
Dostal 22 for 25 in the net. We're going to keep it rolling in the second period. It was Drew Helleson, the next goal scorer for the Anaheim Ducks, giving them a 3-2 lead.
Kreider back to Helleson. He scores! On a booming shot there to the young defenseman. And Anaheim takes a one-goal lead of 3-2.
Drew Helleson wound up for that shot. You just knew good things were about to happen. He was locked and loaded, and a blast sends it upper right corner, beating the glove of Tristan Jarry. And now the good guys go ahead in this one.
Chris Kreider with the assist on that. A nice pass up from him, too. But what a shot from Drew Helleson.
The guys going are really going. You know, Beckett Seneca gets on the score sheet again. You just mentioned Kreider there with the assist. Just guys are really, they're coming in waves for a lot of these players, right? If you had maybe a slower start, and a lot of players did, only put up one goal in there against Seattle. But the floodgates are open. You put up 7 goals there last game in San Jose. Numerous guys are bound to have big nights there, as we saw Mason McTavish, that 3 assist performance, so on and so forth. Kreider with 2 goals in that one as well. Look, the guys who are relied upon to generate offense for this Anaheim Ducks club are doing it. And the difference between this year and last year so far, you'd have one line, you have 2 lines going, right? Probably on average, 1 line for sure going tonight, of course, and then spotty after the fact. But consistently, even though you didn't get the result that you wanted to in Seattle, so far to have all 4 lines respectively going in their own ways, but offensively, 3 lines contributingly consistently, it's good stuff.
Depth scoring was really big coming into this year, and we're already seeing that, like you're mentioning, Emmer. 3-2 game at that point. The Ducks had the lead, but the Penguins would tie it back up. It was Anthony Mantha, and Anaheim did challenge this, but did not win the challenge. A bit of a close one there. A little bit surprising, the choice to challenge it too, but you never know in some cases. It wouldn't matter in the end because the Ducks ended up getting a late power play, and it was Chris Kreider with the game-winning goal, 18:33 into the third period.
To Pittsburgh. Lacombe sets it up. Side of the net. They center it. Score! Well, they got the job done there, didn't they? And one of the veteran players comes up with another goal. And the Anaheim Ducks take the lead. Special, special moment for Chris Kreider, who's done some damage all by himself in this hockey game.
Just listen to how loud it was in here. 17,000 plus people, the largest crowd ever inside Honda Center. They got to see the Ducks win. They got to see Chris Kreider score 2 goals on the power play tonight. That play, though, that was drawn up. And winning the faceoff was huge. And the Ducks did good in the faceoff.
I just turned to AD, and for all of you out there that don't know what's going on in the booth when the goals called there, as we just heard, you can't hear us, but I turned to AD. I just said, you knew big things were happening when Jay Woodcroft was drawing up that play. A well-executed timeout, but it was just the confidence. It was those guys who were set to go out in that offensive zone, make something happen. Just how quick was that play off the faceoff,
yeah,
right? They knew
really
the task at hand. They knew what Jay Woodcroft was drawing up on that board. They went out and did it. It was just a quick play. Jackson Lacombe walking the line to the inside, giving it to Leo with all that space. Down to Troy Terry, who walks the goal line there a little bit. He was just opening it up or waiting for that seam to open up to Crides. Crides in that nice trigger area position. Far side shelf of a shot. That was a beautiful shot. In and out in a hurry. You knew that one had some serious velocity to it. So what a way to finish off this game.
Seven shots on goal for the Ducks power play tonight. It also is a much improved, different looking power play this year, as we knew it would be, with getting a guy like Jay Woodcroft. All right, Emmer. We're back to it. You have your read. Let's go.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
We will be right back.
Helping people of SoCal isn't just what we do, it's who we are at your SoCal Honda dealers. Look for our team of helpful guys and gals in blue all year long. Helping by providing free gas, bringing meals to seniors, supporting teachers and veterans, handing out ice cream, and so much more. And that's not all. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with the great deal. Search your local Honda dealer today.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped Good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. And we're not going to make you wait anymore. We're going to send it down to the locker room now where we get to hear from Chris Kreider.
A couple games for you. What did this one feel like tonight?
I think our process is probably as good 5-on-5.
Good work,
Dosti came up big for us. obviously had some special teams opportunities that we're going to capitalize on.
Feel to bring these fans one of the most exciting game openers they've had in years.
Well, I was told that they've won like 10 straight now, so I don't know if it's the most exciting. And apparently pretty good when it comes to winning home openers. Is that true?
10 in a row, yeah. Longest in the league.
That feel pretty good to endear yourself to a new fan base.
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
The power play has looked just completely worlds different from last year, and obviously you're not here last year, but what have you seen from the movement, particularly tonight?
I think tonight was the best of luck just in terms of flowing off each other, interchangeable pieces. At least those four guys, we try not to move too much, but they're just zipping it around, and it's fun to watch, honestly. There's obviously some things that we continue to build on. Every penalty kill's substantially different. Kills it in different ways. Every team poses a different challenge, but those guys did a really good job tonight, zipping it around and tackling it.
On your first one there. Leo, obviously, being your back there. I mean, you've got to be licking your chops when you have someone like that being able to deliver passes. And, you'll be on the doorstep.
Yeah, it makes my job easier. Try to keep a strong bottom hand.
What was the mood on the bench after they gave up those early two goals?
I don't think Milan was very happy because we were on the ice for both of them against. So we were kind of spinning our wheels trying to figure out what we could have done differently. But I think it's a pretty resilient group. I mean, three games into the season, so I don't think we scored the first game yet. No, we haven't, so I try to move forward.
Every time you do something here, it's something new you haven't done with any other team. But to have a home opener like this after all those years with New York, how different was this night for you?
Some things the same, some things different. I mean, orange carpet as opposed to the blue carpet. any time you get this suit up for a home opener in the NHL, it's an incredible experience, right? Can't take that for granted. Hear your name called, your hometown. If you don't get goosebumps, I'm going to tell you. So that's a really, really cool thing. Yeah, home opener is always a good time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
A 3-point night for Chris Kreider, and someone that, I felt like he was really taken in the moment tonight. It's quite a change for him to be a part of an experience like that here compared to New York, where he was for a very long time. So, I mean, how much has, he's impacted this team so early already, but how much do you think he can continue to do that?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for him, because if you look at it, per what the news outlets would claim New York to be a bigger market team,
yes,
and Anaheim, respectively, maybe labeled as a smaller market team, now he gets to come to an area which maybe you don't get as much of a spotlight as you do in the downtown New York. But with that said, I think that for a lot of guys, especially at this point of his career, he's been deep in the playoffs, hasn't won it all, but he's now in an area where maybe some of the mistakes on the ice aren't highlighted as much, aren't scrutinized as heavily, and he can utilize that to clear his mind in order to gain more opportunity in the offensive end. And it just seems like now him and Leo and, of course, Killer, at least tonight, that chemistry, the knowing where to be when Leo has the puck for Kreider. I thought Killer did a great job on the forecheck and creating some space there. Mm-hmm. But you can really see Leo and Kreider come on, especially around the goal line slot area. We all know that's where Kreider likes to hang out, right around the back door. And he's got a nose for the net, and he continues to get it done, whether it's the first power play goal or the second. A nice pop-out play. It just both goals were a thing of beauty. Both goals weren't easy. And he found the right place at the right time, perfect execution. And it just shows that his high IQ for the game, his net awareness, it's, as you just asked not too long ago, I think it's going to get better and better because the errors, any mistakes he's going to make, it's not going to be as scrutinized as maybe his time during New York. So I think that's going to open up not only open up things mentally for him, but just open up things offensively from play-in and play-out perspective.
It's really interesting, too, talking about that top line. Having Leo Carlson tonight surrounded by a Chris Kreider and an Alex Killorn, that's in itself pretty incredible for Leo to learn from those two guys because they have so much NHL experience. Killer has two cups. I mean, I think it's really good for Leo to be surrounded by that kind of talent on the top line. And when you kind of look a little bit more at this game here tonight, four goals, two of them, of course, Chris Kreider's. But now the Ducks are tied for fourth in the average goals per game, which is four goals they're averaging right now. They're shooting a lot of pucks. It's just a different offensive team, which was what we were hoping to see this year. And that kind of brings me to, Emmer, before we take another break, we have our text line, and we got to know what the people are saying about this game here tonight, which, by the way, we do have a new text line phone number. So write it down. Get your pen and paper. Write it in your notes app, 714-439-8422. All right. First message here, Daniel from Corona. Honda Center was electric tonight. Love the never give up attitude from they never gave up, even though it was a little bit of a different game back and forth.
No lies detected, right? place was electric. Sellout, biggest crowd ever. And I love the never give up attitude. Rings true yet again. We saw it in San Jose. That come from behind effort there. Constantly tying up, being down, tying it back up, and then prevailing there. That Leo Carlson blast in OT. What a rip that was. And then, yeah, here tonight. I mean, down by two. And I said it live on the broadcast. When this Ducks team gets down, it's not like last year where it happened so, or maybe even the time before or in season before that, where there was less hope in a sense where you find yourself in that predicament, in that area, being down by a couple, but then you look at on paper, yep, who are your weapons and who's going to step up. Well, now so many more weapons this year are stepping up to the plate that when you get down, when you face that adversity, this Ducks team, they found themselves in early in these games or midway through, the patience, the calmness that every player, it's almost like they're not worried about being down. And I think that mentality translates really well to playoffs, right? You face some adversity. You know you have the guys to score and make it happen, but you have the coaching staff to keep the troops at bay, keep them sound and focused on the task at hand. And I just, you show... It shows the maturity from not only the coaching staff, but the players this season.
And it's good for the young players to see that and learn from that, take in that mentality, because it's a long season. We're only three games in, and we're already so excited for this year. Can't wait to get it going even more. We're going to be at home again on Thursday when the Ducks face the Carolina Hurricanes. But we're going to take a quick break now, and then when we come back, you'll get to hear from Troy Terry.
Face-Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face-Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice. Define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face-Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the weather first. Before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
94 Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
All right, we are back on the post-game show talking about this Ducks home opener victory 4-3 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Ducks improved tonight to 2-1 on their season through three games played. They're going to stay at home this week, as I mentioned before the break, and take on the Carolina Hurricanes. So another big team coming into Honda Center. But hey, if the atmosphere is anything like it was tonight on Thursday night, I would be scared if I was the Hurricanes coming in with all these duck masks in the audience. I think we're going to be seeing them all season long, Emmer.
They should be scared. They should be scared for what they will see on tape. I mean, And we've been talking about Mikael Granlund. We just spoke during the commercial break how good of a human being he is. Just a nice, warm-hearted individual. But, boy, is he feisty on the ice. I mean, he uses his speed. He's winning battles. He's so good on the power play. So I can go on and on, but I know we were just talking about him, and he's one of the big reasons why this Ducks team has found some early success.
And he won that faceoff in the end there that started Chris Kreider's game-winning goal. He was really good in faceoffs. I mean, through this game, 67%, but after the first period, him and McTavish were over 80% in the faceoff circle. So that is great on that end. The team ended at 52% tonight, so good to be up on that end. But, you know, that's something that there was a little bit of struggles last two games.
Yeah, 100%. So it was definitely better. But the Anaheim Ducks, I mean, they came out, what was it? It's almost 80-20, 70-30 in that range there. So the Pittsburgh Penguins, they did get better as the game went along for sure. And, yeah, it's face-offs, they can win or lose your hockey games, and definitely, especially early on, as you mentioned, coming out of the first period, a huge reason why this Ducks team found some success in this game.
Two players on this Ducks roster with multi-point nights. You mentioned Kreider, Leo Carlson, the other one, two assists for him. But someone that also got on the score sheet was Troy Terry, as he had an assist, ended with a point in the down in the locker room. So let's hear what he had to say about the night.
There was a tap in there. He obviously, you know, delivers from the bumper as well. It's not like it's just one thing that he specializes in.
Yeah, he's a premier power play guy, and he's been that way for years now. So he just gives us a sense of confidence and just kind of that anchor at the net. I mean, he wins puck battles. You know, when we had shots, we got more pucks back because he's winning them. And yeah, then that goes for all five guys. I just felt like we were determined. We were hardworking first. We won a lot of puck battles, and we just kind of played what he calls it, road hockey. That's kind of how it felt. We were just kind of going to open spaces, moving the puck, and he's definitely at the front of that.
When you got down those two goals, did the fans help you get back in the game?
Yeah, the fans were, that was the most people I've seen in warm-ups to start. Just special atmosphere, and they had two tip goals. It's going to happen, but you could just feel the atmosphere. They never wavered, and it helped us just, you know, not get down, but just kind of get right back into it. We got two goals. Felt like we were almost a little lucky to come into the intermission tied, and just felt like we kind of rallied from there and started to get to our game. But I give the fans the big assist on at least the first two goals.
This power play has had its troubles for years, and obviously you know that, but how much has Kreider kind of unlocked things for Red Eagle?
Yeah, for sure. He's our, I've just said the word anchor. I think that's a good word for him. Just, he can score. He gets all those pucks back around the net. And he's just, you know, he's very, and he's initiating a lot of that, and he's obviously been on some really high end power plays. So just a lot of open dialogue, and you see it. I mean, he's a goal scorer for a reason. So we're really lucky to have him.
How much of the comeback wins over the years sort of trickled into this season of belief that this team can come back at any point in any part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think wherever we've been in the standings the last few years, I feel like we've had kind of a knack for comeback wins. I'd like to not be in that position so frequently. Tonight, just two tip goals. Those games are going to happen. It's whether it's coming back late in the third, down too early and kind of battling back right away. I think it's a testament to kind of just the bond that we have in here and the belief within the room.
What kind of effort did it take to stay out of the penalty box tonight? Because you had those two Hall of Fame players that would go up on the power play.
For sure. And that was a big key, was to not give those guys the chance to really play with the puck and get on the power play. So that was obviously, anyone who watched our last game in San Jose, that was an area for us to clean up. And I thought, you know, we just skated more tonight, which kind of allows you to, you know, stay out of the box and not use your stick so much. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, speaking of the Ducks staying out of the box, they only gave the Penguins one power play opportunity, whereas the Penguins gave the Ducks six of them here tonight.
Well, that's big time first and foremost. But Troy Terry, we were just talking, and amongst the higher concentration of offensive output by a lot of skaters for this Anaheim Ducks team, one guy who has yet to reach his potential in the goal scoring department is the guy who we just heard from, Troy Terry, right? So it's like so many good things that are going on right now. And the fact that Troy Terry, I mean, has yet to get on the board, if I'm not mistaken, right? He didn't score there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple helpers there in San Jose. So I just wait for him to start popping a former 37-goal scorer here in the National Hockey League, right? Frank Vetrano, another guy that we know how many goals he's got in him. Killer, although he scored in San Jose, now that he's playing with Kreides and Leo, that's only bound to happen. Him reach that 27 mark again at some point. So, look, so many good things already happening, and this is only the beginning, as you alluded to earlier.
All right. Well, Emmer, let's get over to the text line before we wrap up our post-game coverage. Stephen from Pasadena said, "What makes on the power play, right?" In the famous words of Kirk Cousins. You want to say?
You like that. You like that.
We do like that.
Yes, we do.
We do like that.
And, Stephen, thank you for this great message. New coach, new power play coach there in Jay Woodcroft, new coaches in general. So I just think the whole mentality has changed. I know we've been tossing that word around a lot, but quicker passes, right? Quicker passes, it's more spread out.
Yep.
In the offensive zone when, you know, the PP is set up, I think there's more movement between the flanks and Jackson Lacombe if he's quarterbacking. So there's a little bit more rotation up top between both flanks. And then, you know, Troy Terry, we said, or he said in that interview, he's a staple, Mikael Granlund on the power play. He is, for lack of a better term, just a, an all-out weapon there on the power play. And, yeah, he'll be a marquee guy for at least the 3 years that he's currently signed for, hopefully more from what we've seen from him so far. So he's fit right in. And, yeah, he's the a root cause of a lot of the positive plays there on the power play. So good stuff.
Emmer, as we get to the end of our post-game coverage, this Ducks win 10 wins in a row in the home opener, which is just absolutely incredible. Your final quack? We're bringing it back this year. What is your final quack?
Well, I love seeing these guys just ready to go, right? They were ready to go at puck drop, even though they found themselves down by two. Look, they showed some good stuff early on, and you know the starts overall. The mentality is there. It's just better. It's hungrier at the start. I just like everyone stepping up to the plate. It just seems like everyone wants to be the guy in order to get it done. And that last sequence, Kreid's there, right? Just popping out, getting in that spot with authority after Jay Woodcroft rounds up the troops there and talks about the plays that are set forth. And they all go out and execute, right? Mm-hmm. So it starts with the coaches. Coaches have just set such a great foundation here. My final quack is I love the preparedness. I love everyone ready to go, wanting to be the guys, and just flat out backing it up, getting it done.
Well, mine kind of piggybacks well off of that because we talk about team effort. Well, it was a team effort to put all this together here tonight at Honda Center. The in-arena show was amazing by our entertainment crew. Our signature events crew was out there after the rain was pouring all morning, getting the carpet ready. Social team, community team, all these teams behind the scenes coming together for the Ducks tonight. The ticket side sales, all these teams. I don't want to miss anyone. But it's a team effort to get this home opener together, and I thought everyone did a wonderful job with this. Also, before we wrap up our post-game show, I want to send our well wishes to Penguins TV play-by-play broadcaster Josh Getzoff. Hope you're feeling okay after today, after this game here tonight. Had to leave before the third period. A little bit of a circumstance up here, but hoping that he is going to be feeling okay for the rest of the Penguins trip. All right, Emmer, next time you can catch us will be Thursday as the Ducks are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. It will be a 7 o'clock game, so you won't need to stay up too late because, hey, if you're still with us, it's 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in for our post-game show, and you can stick around and listen to the replay of this exciting game. Stephen Emmer had the call, of course. Otherwise, the final score at Honda Center, 4-3. Your Ducks were winners tonight, and we're going to keep that going this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn, and we will see you on Thursday.